fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of March. This is Firearms Monday. The prepper tip of the day is to make sure you have at least 10 magazines for each rifle that takes a detachable magazine. High quality, good condition, 10 extra magazines for each rifle. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there, it will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is, 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn. Okay, Glenn, are you there, sir?
Oh, hello, good. Ah, there's the telltale click. Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam.
Go ahead.
Hi. Sam, when you were talking to the last caller about you know, tyranny and all these legislation things going on. I noticed it made me happy to hear that you were addressing the question of tyranny without becoming bogged down in this the communism, fascism dilemma, you know, the false dilemma. And tyranny is a word we need to hear people invoking a lot more, because that's what's going on here. It's oligarchical tyranny. And people don't know the word oligarchy. It just means government of the few. But Jefferson spoke a lot of tyranny. But, you know, of course, he was pre-Engel, Marx, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hegel, you know. But so we nowadays that we've got this false duality, this false dilemma, they got us bouncing back and forth in on so nowadays, like in we have business and government entities working in concert to produce tyranny, and we see it in Britain. They have what they call crown corporations. Here in America, we call them public-private partnerships. When we see tyranny coming from the government side of things, we tend to characterize it as communist. When we see it coming from the corporate side of things, such as the tech giants, we tend to call it fascist. But what's important is to get beyond letting them trap us in the rhetoric. Now, this isn't to say that I disagree with people like J.R. Nyquist or something. Certainly, you know, communism is alive and well, and especially in China. And so you're going to have, you know, communism. You don't think you're going to see anyone advocating corporatism or corporate fascism actively. But the issue is tyranny. And I thought it was refreshing to hear that you condemn that. You know, the founding fathers, when they spoke of tyranny, they were dealing with the tyranny of European royals. Nowadays, we have this Hegelian divided corporate fascist versus governmental communist thing, and they just keep us ping-ponging back and forth, you know, on these two terms. But you're just calling it what it is, you know, tyranny, you know, cuts to the chase. And it was, you were able to address that entire phone call with that fellow just by saying, hey, you know, the issue is tyranny. And I just thought that was refreshing, and I think we need to see more of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, guys like you that have your intellectual capacity have a way of simplifying things for other people, and I appreciate that very much about you. And it really is a simple thing. And I'll say this. There has never been communism in the world. There never will be communism. Communism is a facade for elitism.
Exactly.
For anyone who's ever been to Russia and looked at how the average Russian human being lived and then wandered over to the Kremlin and seen how the leadership lives knows that that is not communism. That is a bunch of elitists pushing the concept of communism on a bunch of people that they're stealing from. My grandfather simplified it even more than you and I have today. And he said very simply, after all, son, they're just thieves.
There we go.
Yeah, like Putin with his $1 billion palace and his underground ice hockey rinks and stuff like that, you know. Communism only ever produces a thin layer of oligarchs and everybody else in the poorhouse. And there's never been a communist regime that made things equal. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. The call number is 512-248-8252. Your training has been really ramped up. Now all your instructors live locally, don't they, sir?
You know, I am so excited about this year. You know, we've got this lawsuit that we're dealing with where a wealthy family is trying to shut us down and destroy the Freedom Center. And that's going well. We do need donations to help cover the legal bills. We are now behind our payments with the lawyers. So we've been keeping up. The donations have been fantastic from people, and we've been keeping up. But now we're about $6,000 in arrears because the activity of the trial and the discovery process is starting to ramp up. And so if you're out there and you can help us with a small donation, we would sure appreciate it. Freedom Center USA 777 at gmail.com. That you can send us something through PayPal.
There's a link on my website for the PayPal donation. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Yes, sir. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Sam, listening to you talk about the elk brought back, so it brings back memories of things that I have seen myself. Over here, I mean, most people over here know that you... if you've got a variable scope, I mean, I'm not talking to the level you are at all, right? But when I hunt and I'm hunting elk and I know my ranges are going to be in the 400 to 600 yard range, I use, and I have graduations on my scope, and I leave it at about 6 power because that'll cover all of those. But you brought back a memory, and I'll never forget it. We were over east of the mountains hunting antelope, and I had a 6mm Remington at the time, and the scope on it had the same kind of, you know, graduations, and I knew that the antelope were, you know, about 20 to 24 inches top of back to the bottom of the chest. And I was with this guy, and we were on the last day that we were going to be able to be there. and I had one doe tag left to fill. And so we saw him out there, and so I pulled it up. I figured it was about 600 yards. I pulled up, got down on one knee, held where I knew that I figured the bullet was going to go, and it took one shot. And the same exact kind of thing happened. I mean, she just buckled right where she was. We went over to her, and it was 705 paces. But I figured right at, I didn't have a rangefinder or nothing at the time. But being able to know your gun and to know what yardages you're going to shoot at and learning where those graduations are for your particular rifle for hunting anyway. Again, not near the level you are, but if you hunt with the same gun for a long time, you'll get really good at it.
That's a very good point.
It does take practice.
Yeah, that's why we have guys bring to our long range class 150 to 160 rounds, and we get their trajectories mapped out. We have them draw it so they can visualize their reticle and their hold points, and they leave with a crystal clear vision of where to hold at every range from 0 to 1,000 yards.
Yeah. I was going to ask you one other question here that's kind of an interesting, always been an interesting one to me. I have a friend of mine who has a .338 Winchester Magnum, and the thing kicks like a bay mule. I mean, it really yep. does kick. But long range, it has like about a 2¾-pound trigger on it, and he uses a I can't remember the name of that scope, but it's a 50-millimeter scope in there. And I mean, I've seen him make, you know, seven. He's just, that's the only gun he hunts with. I mean, that's it. He just stuck with it, or he loves it. And so that's all he's ever going to hunt with. But anyway, I've seen him make a 705, literally 705 yards. At that time, we had a rangefinder, and it was 705 yards. And he hit this doe one time because we needed a doe tag at the time, big mule deer doe. But I was just wondering about, for long range like that, what do you think of the .338 Winchester?
Well, most people that buy .338 Winchesters have them on a Model 70 action. Occasionally you'll see one on a Remington action. It's a big gun that kicks like a mule, like you said. But they typically don't have the twist rate to shoot a modern long-range bullet. Now, these things are so powerful that they'll kill a doe at 1,000 yards, much less 700 yards. But
oh, yeah.
The issue is with the factory rifles is they're so lightweight that they kick so hard, and it's difficult to be accurate with that gun at long range. I mean, you've got to be a really disciplined shooter to shoot a lightweight .338 Magnum accurately. And there are other options in 30 cal that will hurt the shooter a lot less and are a lot more easy to be accurate with and have a faster twist rate in the barrel so they can shoot a modern boat tail bullet. In today's world, there's just better technology, better options, better brass choices, better cartridge choices.
Okay. I was just curious what you thought. I mean, you know, you get some guys that just buy one gun and pretty much that's their hunting rifle, and that's the only one they've had for 25 years, and that, you know, and that's this guy, you know, he's had the same rifle.
Well, if you're shooting 800 yards and in, and you know what you're doing, and you've got a scope that'll live with that level of recoil, and you're a bigger guy, a tough guy that's very recoil resistant, I certainly wouldn't want him shooting at me with that thing, right? But bottom line is, for the average person, there's a lot better options than a .338 mag. That's a brutal weapon to try to learn how to shoot at long range. That guy's probably way tougher than the average dude, and he's probably only shooting one gun, and he knows his rifle, and good for him. He'll be effective with it. But there are just better options and more viable options for the average human being. Like, imagine giving that .338 Win Mag to a 150-pound gal to go elk hunt with.
Oh, yeah.
That thing
would knock her in.
That thing would hurt.
Yeah.
It would hurt her, right?
Yeah.
Might break her collarbone, will certainly bruise her shoulder, you know, like she got hit with a bowling ball at 100 miles an hour, you know?
Yep. I have a terminology for that. It says if the kick is so bad, it'll knock you into next week, you know? So anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate that, Kyle. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. This is just information that I found kind of interesting because I hadn't thought about it. But there's a man in San Francisco. He's representing the LGBTQ group, and they are against Biden's gun control because they have a group that is being trained and avid gun owners after that terrible shooting at that bar where a lot of that group were hurt. So my only point is that people, which they're not teaching, is every American can be a gun owner and be a responsible gun owner, and he's backing that group for protection. So I just wanted to say that because I hadn't even thought of that at all. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate that, Deborah.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, all Americans who are non-felons have a right to own a firearm if they choose to, don't they, Sam?
Yeah, and I'm one of these people that believes if you're a non-violent felon and you paid your debt to society and you go a significant period of time without breaking the law, say 5 to 10 years, that you should have your rights restored.
Well, I agree with that. Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't do enough of that in this country. We don't spend enough time talking about individual rights and protecting the individual rights of people. You know, I had a guy that was 67 years old come into my gun store in Eureka about 6 years ago. And this gentleman's house had been burglarized, broken into the night before. He and his wife were there in the home when these people broke into his house. Now, he came into my shop to buy a gun. And when I called in to insta-check him, they refused to approve the sale. And I asked him, is there some type of criminal record that you have that's preventing them from approving you? He said, well, I stole a generator when I was 19. And back then, the felony stealing amount was $400. And the generator was deemed to be worth $440. So they convicted me of felony stealing. And I said, over 40 years ago, he said, almost 50 years ago. And this poor guy paid his time in jail, hadn't committed a crime for 47 years. He raised 4 kids. All 4 of his kids served in the military. He'd been a productive citizen for almost all of his adult life, made one mistake, and the federal government refused to allow me to sell this man a weapon to defend his home with. Now, the very next day, I get a 22-year-old come in wanting to buy an AR-15. He has secretly stashed away $2,000 in cash to buy a rifle. Well, he didn't know that I knew his mother. Well, his mother had come in the shop a week before and said, oh, yeah, my son wants to buy an AR-15. Should I let him buy an AR-15? I'm like, well, tell me about your son. Oh, well, he suffered from depression. He's had 5 different therapists. And I'm listening to her talk about all the psychotropic drugs that have been prescribed to this poor kid, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, this kid is the most likely candidate to shoot up the next school. And I insta-check this kid. And the federal government says, sure, proceed with the sale. And I didn't sell him a gun. I actually lied to the kid. I told him he'd been refused. But I'll talk about why later.
Amazing. Amazing. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Best discount you can get to protect your vehicle and your home is at my website, $50 off on the EMP Shield devices. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life page is Freedom Center USA, USA.life. The telephone number, it will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is. Listen carefully. 417-718-2597. Sam, we got two callers on hold. First, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a question concerning a movie about called 13th, or a documentary. It's a 2016 documentary. It is attributing.
What's the title of it?
13th. It's referring to the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Sam, do you know anything about that film?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, then we can't answer that, John. What else you got?
Oh, I just want to, what is your take on Is mass incarceration a new kind of Jim Crow, as some are claiming it is, or is Early, I think, what was his name, Ehrlichman, one of Nixon's top staff Berlin Wall members, he says that the Nixon administration indicated the war instigated the war on drugs in order to as a pretext to discredit and arrest leftists and hippies and the leaders of civil rights organizations and Black Panthers and stuff. Is this the truth? And what is really why did we go from having only about 320,000 incarcerated in 1970 to around to right now it's over 2 million? And what's really behind that?
Sam,
what relation?
Sure. There's a couple of misnomers out there. And one is this systemic racism thing. Okay, systemic racism is a lie. Okay, it's a deception. What there really is systemic classism. We have a protected class in this country. We have an unprotected class in this country. So if you are a Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, or you are a Joe Biden, you can commit crimes and never go to jail. If you work for the FBI and you're caught lying to the FISA courts or lying or changing 302s, okay, you don't go to jail. If you're an American citizen, part of the unprotected class, doesn't matter if you're Black or white or Hispanic, and you lie to the FBI, you're doing jail time. Now, to answer the question as to why there's so many more people in jail now than there was back in the 60s and 70s, well, it's the war on drugs. Our jails are filled with people convicted of drug crimes. Okay? And that's the real issue. It's not our jails filled with Black people. Sure, there are plenty of Black people in jail. There's plenty of white people in jail. There's plenty of Hispanic people in jail, right? But it's really the unprotected class versus the protected class. It's not based on skin color. I'll give you an example. I lived years ago in an affluent community in Chesterfield, Missouri. And then I moved to an area called Wildwood, which is just west of there. And the 6th precinct of St. Louis County is the policing of the area of Wildwood. Well, one month I got to meet a St. Louis County police sergeant that had just been transferred from the 2nd precinct. Now, the 2nd precinct is up in North County. It's where it's a poorer community. There's a high population of African American citizens that live there. It's a rough spot to do policing in. And this guy had just come from this rough spot to Wildwood. And I thought that was hysterical. I said, boy, you're going to go through some changes in your job over the next few months. And he laughed. He said, I already have. And I said, well, what's the biggest difference between working in the 2nd precinct and working in the 6th? And he said to me, well, he said, this place is a whole different ballgame here in Wildwood. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, well, he said, you pull some 16-year-old Black kid over in the 2nd precinct and you can jam him up any way you like. He doesn't know his rights. He can't afford an attorney. You can charge him with whatever you want to charge him with. He won't do squat about it. Out here in Wildwood in the 6th precinct, you pull over some Black kid driving around 16 years old, you better be careful. His dad might be an attorney or a judge or a doctor.
That's right. That's right. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 8th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. The top middle of my homepage, you'll see the PayPal donation link to make a donation to the Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund. It's a effort that needs to be supported, and I hope that you'll do so. Right next to that, a wood-burning heater that makes no smoke. You ever hear of such a thing? That's the rocket heater. And we'll be talking to the manufacturer today about expanding the business there. Also, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. It will. And there's a tiny chance, about a 1% or 2% chance it won't. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, something your health care provider is highly unlikely to do. So get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Get a great night's sleep every night like I do. You can call my toll-free order line to place your order for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad at 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. USA.life page is Freedom Center USA. That's at USA.life. telephone number. It'll be answered beginning Wednesday. You want to schedule a class, get a custom rifle built. Here's that telephone number, 417-718-2597. I'll see Sam. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, John's prepper tip of the day is 10 magazines for every rifle you own. So my question is, new military surplus AR magazines. I'd like to get your thought, any comments you have on them.
They have problems. The military surplus magazines are typically aluminum mags, and they've got weak springs and bad followers in them. So the body of the mag is suspect. The lips of the mag are suspect. The follower in the mag is suspect, and the spring is definitely suspect. We highly recommend that you find a stainless steel mag with a salt bath nitrided body that has an anti-tilt follower, and that you put a flat wire magazine spring in, and that will cure all of the ailments that inflict the military magazines.
So if that's the case, and I'm not arguing with you at all, I'm saying this to make a point. If that's the case, I understand that basically they're disposable, but if we're giving our military substandard equipment, why?
Well, we've been giving our military substandard equipment for decades. You know, it's absolutely criminal the way we treat our members of the military, both before and after they serve. Look at what the VA has done to our men, and look at the equipment that we've provided our soldiers. It's a travesty, and there's no reason for it other than the fact that we have thieves in Washington. And so rather than spend good money on good equipment for good soldiers, they steal a huge chunk of it and they give our guys substandard stuff. That's been going on for decades. And like I said earlier in the show, after all, they're just thieves.
Well, one more comment. When you think about a young guy goes to war, and he comes back missing limbs. He's an invalid, Sam. But invalid is spelled the same way. You know, I'm just a uniformed soldier, boss. Well, uninformed is spelled the same way. Language is powerful. They choose words. They choose names very carefully. And they, if we will listen, they're telling us exactly what they think. So I'm on the same page with you. It's a travesty that we would, first of all, well, I'm not going to go there. I'll leave it at that. But I have a difficult time sending men and women to foreign fields where 99.999% of the wars that we've been involved in, we've instigated and created. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. Well, Sam, we're both veterans of combat and war, and I've been referring to war for decades as organized insanity. That's how I define it personally.
Well, I disagree with the caller on one point, and that is that we have not instigated 99% of the wars we've been in. You know, we fought communism on multiple fronts to try and break the Soviet Union logistically, and we did that. And that's to our credit. Now, are there wars that we've been in that we probably shouldn't have been in? Absolutely. And, you know, I was sitting in a bar with Jack Wheeler, Dr. Wheeler. This was years after Afghanistan under Reagan. And the Soviet Union had been broken up. And we were sitting there having lunch, and I just kind of smiled and looked at him like, I just admired the guy. He's one of the smartest men that's ever lived. And I said, Jack, I feel sorry for you. And he goes, why is that? And I said, I just don't know, after you writing the plan to break up the Soviet Union and then executing the plan and then being successful, I just don't know what a guy like you does for an encore. And he laughed, didn't even hesitate. He looked at me. He said, well, Sam, I thought I'd try something really difficult like abolishing the IRS. and we both had a big laugh over that. But, you know, a lot of men gave their lives to prevent the spread of communism. And I asked Jack in that same lunch, I said, why for you has been battling communism and battling the Soviet Union and the Chinese, why has this been such a motivation for you throughout your life? And he said, it's really simple. He said, never in the course of history have we had two different countries that were both had representative republic governments go to war with each other. And the fact is that when you have representative government that actually represents the people's interests, and there's a conflict between two of those countries, they choose to resolve their differences in ways other than sending their sons and daughters to die in a war. And if you want peace on earth, if you truly want peace on earth, you will support democracy and democratic republican form of government. And I just thought that was a really succinct way to answer the question, why is the Constitution so important? Why is our way of life so important? The simple answer is we want peace on earth. We don't want wars. And so has the military-industrial complex baited us into a few wars as the deep state? Yeah, they've done that. But we've got to rein them in. They're just thieves. And not be afraid of them and rein them in and get back to our core principles.
Absolutely. I agree, absolutely. Our next caller is Bob in Rhode Island. Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Good morning, there, Bob.
Yeah, how are you today? I know you're talking about the mags and the stainless steel being the best. What's your opinion about all the plastic ones, P-Mags and CDR-15s? I mean, are they any good? I mean, they're everywhere and cheap, but...
So all magazine designs have strengths and weaknesses, right? And so the weakness of the plastic mags is if you're in really hot weather, okay, and you're in a hurry to reload your gun and you seat the magazine firmly, you can shear off the stop tab that locates the mag in the magazine well.
You'll see
it on the left side of the mag up in the upper quarter of the magazine, right? It's what hits the magazine release area right around there. And you can shear that off, and that magazine will run up higher into your gun than it's supposed to be and completely jam that thing. And it is a very, very difficult jam to clear. So do plastic mags work well in cool weather? Yeah, they work well in cooler weather. If they have an anti-tilt follower and they've got a good spring, they'll work reasonably well as long as you don't seat the mag too firmly. But it's not like a metal mag, you know. And people have to learn how to properly seat the mag. When you seat the mag in the gun, you don't want to bang it from the bottom. You want to seat it and give it a light tug to make sure it's locked in.
Okay.
So you seat it firmly, but not too firmly. And with the plastic mags, these guys that seat their mags really hard or they bang them on the bottom, they shear the plastic boss off that stop, and then they jam their guns. And you do that in a firefight, you lose.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. All right, now, I was curious. You guys always talk about the better mags, and the plastic ones are everywhere, you know, but I didn't...
Plastic mags are great for cold weather. They don't ice up as easy. You know, you can wipe them down with a silicone spray on the outside and the inside and clean them up, and they work great in cold weather. They don't ice up. They don't stick bad. It's harder to shear the tab off when the mag's cold than it is in the summertime when it's warm. So they're great for practicing, and they're great for cold weather work. Certainly wouldn't recommend them for a firefight in warm weather.
Okay, I got you. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Guys, have a good day.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Very nice. Okay. We had difficulty in Vietnam getting magazines where I was, Sam, getting ammunition both. It was a struggle, to say the least, but we managed to do okay. And You may think it's unusual for guys in a combat zone not have access to what they need, but that happens routinely, doesn't it?
It sure does. Food, water, ammo. That's why General Hollingsworth said amateur study tactics and professional study logistics. First guy to run out of food, water, or ammo loses. And it's very important that people understand that.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And it's, you know, it was a wake-up call for young 20-year-old John Moore as to the reality of that. And it's been part of my persona forever since then.
Yeah, and I totally understand why. You know, there were moments in Afghanistan where we hadn't eaten a real meal in 3 weeks. And when you go through that process, you start killing high-altitude rodents and stuff to feed yourself on an operation. And, you know, when I first married Ruthie, we would go out to dinner, and I would clean my plate. And after a few meals out together, she just looked at me and started laughing. And I said, "What's so funny?" She goes, "You never leave not even a grain of rice on your plate." And, of course, I joked with her and said, "Well, you know, I never met a calorie I didn't like." But and she's like, "What does that mean?" And I said, "Look, I said, you don't waste food." And she's like, "Where does this come from? I've never seen anyone clean a plate like you do." And I explained to her, you know, I've been in situations where I didn't have food for a while. And so I don't let food go to waste when I have it.
That's pretty much the way I am also. So the two of us should certainly amaze her while we're sitting and having dinner together, shouldn't we?
You know, it's just funny. Americans are so spoiled. They're so used to having everything they want when they want it. You know what I mean? And yeah. Now with COVID and with the slowdown in production and, you know, stuff like that, it's an awakening for some of these people to realize, you know, you're not special. You know, you don't always get everything you want the instant you decide you want it. Sometimes you have to be patient and wait for it. You know, I actually think it's a good thing for this country. This country needs to suffer a little more and come back to reality.
They do. There's some things I find unusual about American eating habits. It could be 0 degrees, people walk in a restaurant and they get served ice water. And back in the 70s, it was a water shortage in California. You know, you get 20 million people that agree to live together in the desert. But St. Louis restaurants in the mid-70s were asking you if you wanted water with your meal because of the water shortage in California. You know, St. Louis is surrounded by two major rivers with a small river on the south side, and never has been, never will be a water shortage, will there?
Probably not in St. Louis, probably not up by Glacier National Park. You know, there's plenty of water there locally. But you know, John, I was listening to a comedian on TV a few weeks ago, and he brought up the point of how spoiled and coddled Americans were and how people in foreign countries have it so tough. And there was an Asian woman that came from a very poor background in a very poor country and moved to America about 10 years before this show this comedian was doing. And she challenged him on his comments. And they bantered back and forth for about 2 minutes. And finally, he said to her, "Ma'am, I understand everything you're saying, and I understand the background that you came from. But the fact is, after this show tonight, you're going to go home, and you're going to take a poop and water that's cleaner than the people in the country that you came from have to drink. You're going to poop in that clean water and flush it." And that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, it was like checkmate. Everybody in the crowd was like, "All right, this argument's over."
Right.
I mean, it was an interesting dynamic to watch these two go back and forth. And when he pointed out the fact that that woman's going to go home and take a dump in water that's cleaner than what most people have to drink, I mean, he just drove his point home.
Well, I've lived in a third world country for more than a year of my life. In fact, you might say the first year I was really an adult. But most Americans never spent any time of any consequence in a third world country. Now, I'll tell people, Sam, that 3/4 of the people in this world will never live in a home with a flush toilet. And that's reality, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you know, we have these first world problems that we amplify like they're so difficult to solve and woe is us and oh my God, Biden's in the White House. Let me tell you something. We're in a lot better shape right now than the British people were in 1942.
Absolutely. You know,
think about we're not running to bomb shelters at night and turning all our lights off so someone doesn't drop an ordnance on our head, right? I mean, that's we're right. In a lot better shape right now than the British were in 1942, and the Brits came out of that okay. So what is all of this negativity and all of this stuff? We got to stay positive and defeat the enemy.
We do. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Jerry J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of March. Well, Sam, it's been a fast 2 hours. We got about the last 3 minutes here. It's been a while since we reminded people to put together what might be called an oops kit or just-in-case kit for their battle rifle, especially firing pins, extractors, and springs. What would be the best way to do that, sir? Sam, you're on mute.
I think if you have an AR-15, the first thing you need to do is get rid of your cast bolt release and go to a billet bolt release. That's the thing that fails the most often. Second thing you're going to want to do is get a spare extractor and spring for your bolt. If not, carry a whole spare bolt assembled and keep that, store that in your grip, or store that in your stock. That's a really, really good idea. Other than that, those two issues, the AR-15s are pretty solid. You know, if you've got a spare firing pin, a spare bolt, and you've got a billet bolt release, you've got a pretty solid rifle. The handguns, the things that break on the handgun models, they vary by model so much. We could do 5 shows on that. But I want to talk about something before we get off the air. You know, the movie The 13th is on Netflix. I would highly recommend that you watch that movie. Don't agree with everything in it, but it's well worth the time to watch a movie on Netflix called 13th. 13th. It's right there on Netflix. You can check it out. The second thing I want people to look at is CrowdStrike. Look up CrowdStrike on the internet. And ask yourself a question. Why is Rosenstein of the Department of Justice not in jail? When are we going to start holding crooked FBI agents and crooked Department of Justice attorneys accountable to the law? I mean, this is something that sooner or later has got to happen. And this is what I'm talking about when I say we have a protected class and an unprotected class. You know, everybody wants to say it's race. Oh, if you're black, you're going to go to prison and stay in prison. No, if you're viewed as part of the unprotected class, it doesn't really matter what color your skin is. They're going to abuse you. And see, that's the truth that we need to get to in this country, that it really isn't about race. It's whether you're part of the elite protected class or whether you're viewed as part of the unprotected class.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Absolutely. Sam, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and we look forward to heading back next Monday, sir.
Well, I want to thank RBN and thank you, John. Hey, everybody, remember, the good guys win in the end, and let freedom ring. I'll see you next week, John. Have
okay,
a great week,
you.
Sir.
Thank you. See you then. All right. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Leon Green with us. We'll be talking about the excellent oils that you can get from doTERRA, and, of course, we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. It's a lot of fun. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.